It's a pleasure to have Dr. Quaggin with us today. First of all, Dr. Quaggin, your specialty is nephrology, and you're also the director of the Feinberg Cardiovascular Research Institute. But if you could you tell us a few things about glaucoma?
Yes, certainly. Glaucoma is a common disease affecting more than 60 million people worldwide, and it's characterized by damage to the optic nerve, which is the major nerve needed for vision. Although the causes of glaucoma, there are several different causes, several different types of glaucoma. The commonest cause or the commonest form in the United States is open-angle glaucoma and is linked to raised intraocular pressure.
And more specifically, what is primary congenital glaucoma?
So as I mentioned, there's lots of different forms of glaucoma. Most commonly it occurs in adults, but there's very severe forms of glaucoma that can occur early in childhood, often within the first 3 years of life. Primary congenital glaucoma is one of these severe childhood forms of glaucoma that results in blindness, and it's usually the result of defects in the formation of the drainage vessels that are needed in the front of the eye to drain aqueous humor from the front of the eye and to maintain normal pressure.
And in getting to that, I know you've maybe already gotten into this, but what is Schlemm's canal and its function in the eye?
Right. So Schlemm's canal is a very specialized sort of blood vessel. It's actually a mix between a blood vessel and a lymphatic vessel, if you remember biology from school classes. But it's a circular vessel that sits in the front of the eye, and it functions to drain the fluid from the front of the eye, and it drains it back into the bloodstream. So you can imagine, in order to see, we can't have blood vessels in the front of our eye because that would impact negatively on vision. So the eye, instead, is bathed by clear, transparent fluid known as aqueous humor. It's produced constantly all the time. But just like a bathtub, if you're filling up a bathtub, you're going to have to let that water drain out or it will overflow. So Schlemm's canal really functions almost like the drain in a bathtub, and it drains this fluid from the front of the eye.
Dr. Quaggin, first of all, what is the TEC gene, and what is the relationship between the TEC gene and Schlemm's canal?
The TEC gene is a particular type of a protein. We call it a receptor, and it's actually found on all your blood vessels and lymphatic vessels throughout your body. And receptors in our body, these proteins, function almost like the lock. And there are keys, which are known as growth factors. And in the case of TEC, there's a growth factor known as angiopoietins. And these two proteins together, the key and the lock, are absolutely critical for formation of this normal circular vessel, the Schlemm's canal, in the front of the eye. So if you happen to be a mouse, and mice actually have eyes very similar to humans, they've got Schlemm's canal very similar to humans, and they have to drain this aqueous humor as well. So if you happen to be a mouse and you're missing the TEC protein, or you're missing the lock, or you're missing the key, the angiopoietin key, you fail to form this Schlemm's canal that's completely absent. And what happens, just like in the bathtub, would start to overflow. So there's increased fluid buildup, which increases the pressure in the eye, and it ends up resulting in blindness due to damage to the optic nerve.
Dr. Quaggin, I mentioned earlier that your specialty is nephrology, but how does your research dovetail with research that has been done at the University of Wisconsin with Dr. Terry Young?
Yeah, so this has been a really terrific collaboration and one of the most fun things that we do in science. So even though I'm a kidney specialist, I'm a nephrologist, my research laboratory focuses on blood vessels and vasculature throughout the body. So a couple of years ago, we identified a mutation in the TEC receptor in mice, and we're also very good mice physicians, and we noticed that these mice had abnormal eyes, had increased pressure in their eyes, and actually had a very severe form of glaucoma that looked exactly like patients with primary congenital glaucoma, young infants. And it was really a serendipitous meeting with Dr. Terry Young, who's the chair of ophthalmology at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And she had identified mutations in a couple of children in the TEC receptor, and these children had primary congenital glaucoma. So we put two and two together. It was too coincidental that the mice looked exactly like the human form of disease. She had identified mutations in patients. We had already shown that mutations in this protein result in glaucoma in mice. So from there, a fantastic collaboration formed, and that led to additional collaborations with other ophthalmologists and geneticists around the world, in Australia and in Europe, and identification of more patients who happen to have mutations in this receptor and who also have glaucoma. So really important piece of the puzzle, and serendipitous too.
What is meant by a pathway, and what is being developed to repair the TEC pathway?
That's a great question. So when we talk about healthy blood vessels, lymphatic vessels, and Schlemm's canal, we know that there are pathways that keep these vessels happy and healthy all the time. So when I was describing the key and the lock, the growth factor and the TEC receptor, when that key goes into the lock, it sets off a whole series of reactions inside the cell, so inside the cells of Schlemm's canal, that are required for them to stay healthy and to do their job to drain the fluid in the front of the eye. So as scientists and as physicians, what we're able to do once we identify a pathway that's important in a disease, we're then able to identify this as a potential target to develop a drug or a new therapy for the disease. And in the case of TEC, it turns out that there is a perfect drug target. There is another protein, and I'm not going to go into too many details, but suffice it to say this other protein normally switches off TEC. So we're able to target that other protein, and we're able now to repair the pathway. We're able to turn on the TEC receptor, at least in mice, and this promotes growth of Schlemm's canal, reduces the pressure in the eye, and actually prevents the development of glaucoma. So that's ongoing research in the laboratory, and we're very excited about it.
Finally, how can listeners get more information about this research?
I'm happy to talk to anybody, but I think the easiest way is probably checking back on our website at the Feinberg Cardiovascular Research Institute. So we have a website. You can search it up at Northwestern University, and we do have updates on what's going on in the laboratory, ongoing studies and collaborations with our terrific ophthalmology colleagues.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Dr. Susan Quaggin. One spells that last name, Quaggin. She is director of the Feinberg Cardiovascular Research Institute and is chief of the Division of Nephrology at the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. This is Eye on Vision.